Well, all right. I love that theme song, especially this time of year when golf courses are all open, Mirror Lake looking beautiful, Sandpoint Elks is happening. I had the Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble last Saturday down at the Links. It was 82 degrees and no wind. I came home from that tournament and watched Caddyshack for the 4,000th time. Anyway, hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful day, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, and soon to be back on 1400 AM any day now. So looking forward to that. Also looking forward to North Idaho Thursday here for today. I believe we have another good show for you. First up, we'll be talking about one of the greatest holidays of the entire year. Yes, Cinco de Mayo is El Tomorrow. I love Cinco de Mayo. For me, it's right up there with St. Patrick's Day. Just a day that's bigger in the United States than it is, than St. Patrick's Day is in Ireland or Cinco de Mayo is in Mexico. So how American is that? Anyway, it's El Tomorrow, Friday, and the Sandpoint Leadership Group will be holding their annual Cinco de Mayo street celebration tomorrow evening downtown Sandpoint. So stay tuned to learn all about that. And then in our second segment, Brenda Curtis from the Sandpoint Senior Center will be with us to fill us in on the latest at the Senior Center and what's on tap for the rest of the month of May. And in our final segment today, we welcome back in Lauren Sanders, of course, from the historic Panada Theater. Lauren will let us know about what's happening at the Panada all month long, and we'll be joined by our dear friend Keely Gray to talk about her upcoming play at the Panada. So you'll be hearing a lot about that play in the coming weeks. Anyway, looking forward to all of that here today. A couple other things going on. Bonner Title here in Sandpoint, located on Lake Street over by the Powerhouse. They are hosting a blood drive that is coming up Wednesday, May the 10th from 9 until about 1:30, located at 115 East Lake Street. For more details, you can email Kim at bonnertitle.biz or just Google Bonner Title and it'll lead you to that. Find out more about the blood drive. Also, disc golf. If you're a disc golf fan, there is a fundraiser coming up, Lost in the 50s weekend. And I love this. They're having a disc golf tournament at Baldfoot here on Baldy. And they're calling the weekend tournament Lost in the Fir Trees. I think it was pretty cool. Lost in the Fir Trees Disc Golf Fundraising Tournament, Saturday, May the 20th. It's good for pros and amateurs. Lots of giveaways, foods and beverages available. And look up Sandpoint Disc Golf on Facebook for more details. I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. Lost in the 50s is back. And my opinion, a great way to celebrate that is to go to Gripshin Tire Pros, across from Sandpoint High School. That's where the parade begins. My good friend Gomi, an owner of Gripshin Tire Pros, will be making the best street tacos you have ever had in your life. And what's even better, they're free. Free. Just show up, bring a cooler with whatever you want, maybe a lawn chair, eat tacos, and watch the beginning of the parade that's Lost in the 50s Friday night. So great tradition Gomi has going there. What else is going on? Another great tradition that tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, from 3:30 to 5:30, there is a free community track meet at the Sandpoint High School track. It's open to all children grades, kindergarten through eighth grade. The Sandpoint High School track and cross country coaches and athletes will be there conducting everything. Yeah, I think you can just go to Sandpoint High School web page to learn more about that. So that's happening Saturday night is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation annual banquet, and it usually sells out. I don't know if it's sold out by now or not, but go to their Facebook page, RMEF, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and find out. There's also a Cinco de Mayo party Saturday at Eichhardt's, so you may want to check that out. And, of course, Sandpoint Farmers Market opened up for the first time this season last Saturday and will continue to do so through October 16th, downtown Sandpoint's Farming Park. It's from 9 until 1. I love Sandpoint's Farmers Market, so check that out. And for those of you who love Silverwood, yes, Silverwood's opening day is this Saturday, and everyone will receive a special $19.88 ticket, so $19.88 to commemorate their very opening season, obviously in 1988. So that's at Silverwood this Saturday. Coming up here on North Idaho Thursday, we have the folks from Leadership Sandpoint talk about Cinco de Mayo. We've got Sandpoint Senior Center and, of course, our beloved Panada Theater. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Leadership Sandpoint, a program of the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, is holding their annual Cinco de Mayo block party in downtown Sandpoint on Friday, May 5th.
The fiesta is on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Ave from 4 to 8 p.m. and features numerous food, beer, and wine vendors, music, raffles, kid activities, and more.
This year's beneficiary is UCAN, a gym for special needs individuals. Don't miss the Cinco de Mayo block party Friday, May 5th in downtown Sandpoint.
For more information, contact the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce.
Have you heard? The new restaurant at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge is now open for lunch. Tracks at the Elks is currently open Thursdays 11 to 3, Friday and Saturday 11 to 8, and Sunday brunch from 10 until 2. For more on Tracks at the Elks, go to the Sandpoint Elks Lodge Facebook page. For reservations, call 263-3313. Tracks at the Elks, inside the Sandpoint Elks Lodge on Highway 200 in Ponderay, right by the Elks Golf Course. 263-3313.
Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO, Showtime. How many streaming services are you paying for? If only there was a way to track and cancel subscriptions easily. Well, there is. Just download the Rocket Money app. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up. From there, decide whether to keep it or cancel it with just a tap in the app. To find out more about Rocket Money, go to rocketmoney.com/save or download the Rocket Money app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Rocket Money, the money app that works for you.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom, brakes please.
Gotcha.
But these days, I'm less confident in the economy.
Same here, buddy.
Thankfully, Les Schwab Tires helps make sure that our safety never takes a backseat, even when we're watching our wallets. Time to turn, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Help keep drivers and backseat drivers safe with Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, here on KSBT, KBFI, as well as NorthIdahoRadio.com, anywhere you are. And as I was saying in the introduction, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, and in my opinion, it's right up there with St. Patrick's Day as one of the greatest holidays of the entire year. It's one of those, Cinco de Mayo is a bigger holiday in the United States than it is in Mexico, just like St. Patrick's Day is the same thing with Irish people. It's a bigger deal here. But what the heck? Just another party. And the party for Cinco de Mayo this year is the annual Leadership Sandpoint Block Party. It's on Main Street between 1st and 2nd tomorrow, starting in the afternoon, 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And here today we have Morgan Hepler, Don Mera, and Kelly Bolt. Is that how you pronounce it? From Leadership Sandpoint. If one of you want to kick it off and tell us, what is Leadership Sandpoint?
Sure. Leadership Sandpoint is a program that's put on by the Chamber of Commerce here locally. And it's an amazing opportunity where you can get, you know, elected to attend once a month, full day trainings and leadership training, as well as learn more about the local community by meeting, you know, local nonprofit leaders, local business leaders, as well as government, you know, leaders, and kind of learn more about the city. I mean, a lot of people who are local here say that they do Leadership Sandpoint and they learn a ton that they literally had no idea about.
I hear nothing but great things about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
100% of the people who do this course, I guess you'd call it, come away thinking that was great. I learned so much and maybe I'm more confident in things like that. So, Don, how did you get involved with it?
Well, interestingly, I'm refocusing from the veterinary world for 30 years, and I wanted to learn more about my nonprofit that I'm involved with. And the board training that Sandpoint Leadership gives us is super, super helpful. But the most interesting thing for me is the amount of history I learned about the place I live. And I was thinking about being a snowbird here once I kind of retire, but I'm going to stay all year because I love this place after Kate McAllister kind of introduced us to everything. And then the third thing that is awesome is the people that I'm with. We're from very different areas in life and business, and so I feel like I've learned a lot about the people in this community and how it runs.
Yeah, I was at McDuff's Beer Hall one afternoon, and you guys had a meeting there, which I thought was cool just to begin with, and then there was like a historic trivia going on, and then I've been here almost forever, and I was like, really? I didn't know that. And the enthusiasm that you guys had for what you're doing, it looked like you were having a great time learning leadership skills. Say yes, Bob, that's true.
That is true.
Yeah. Bob, I am nodding my head and grinning. Yes.
Okay, so that's what leadership is. And leadership every year culminate, or at least the last 5 or 6 years that I know of, with a Cinco de Mayo party. It used to be held on the lawn in front of Trinity, but now it's a block party. And it's also a fundraiser. And tell us about the organization that you are donating the funds to.
I think I'll just tell you that we actually interviewed about 10 or 11 nonprofits to figure out who we wanted to raise funds for. And when we saw Kelly's, she'll tell you all about it. But when we saw Kelly's presentation, I think there were tissues being, you know, it was just such a great presentation.
What a great introduction. So, Kelly, tell us about UCAN and what you guys are all about. I know just about everybody listening to this is driven by your building. It used to be Trader's Building Supply.
Yep.
And just wondering, what the heck goes on in there?
What happens in there? There's no sign.
That's true.
It's called the Unique Center for Athletes of All Needs is the nonprofit that resides in there. And then there's also Unique Fitness is kind of the overhead company that has a for-profit portion gym that kind of supports that nonprofit being free of charge. So what we do with the nonprofit is we teach classes for special needs. So we do two classes a week with PISNY, Panhandle Special Needs. We do a class a week with the high school, Adaptive PE. And then we do the little kids, kindergarten through sixth grade. They come in and play in the play area for an hour every week. And then we also have a homeschool kids special needs class that we do right now. And we also do free one-on-one training for a lot of kids that can't afford it. We have sponsorships through grants and things like the Leadership of Sandpoint that will go towards sponsoring kids to do one-on-ones. We do nutrition guidance, all that stuff. So basically we're just giving them a space where they feel comfortable and we have some inclusivity with the for-profit gym. So we kind of interact together. It's been super cool.
So it's a place where special needs kids or what have you can go and, like you said, feel comfortable working out, learning how to work out, what they should be doing, whereas if they just walk into a gym, who knows what you're supposed to do, and you would feel intimidated.
Yep, and we do a full class where it's an hour long, and we run through all kinds of different activities that help. I mean, our goal, they don't know it, but our goal is to get them to cross midline, get their, you know, brain moving in a different way, and we try to spark things, and it wakes up a lot of things. You'd be surprised. Like, you have some people that walk in the gym and they can't do a ladder without holding your hand, but then after 4 weeks of doing the class, they can go through the ladder by themselves.
That's great.
So it's stuff like that, just using their brain in a different way and getting it to wake up.
Yeah, and confidence, I would imagine, and just being trained correctly how to do it and how to adjust.
And it's all adaptive equipment. We have adaptive equipment, adaptive play area, all of that, so it's safe too.
And your instructors are have the knowledge to... that's great. How do people learn more about your gym and what you guys do?
So we have Facebook, Instagram, website. So it's ucansandpoint.org is the website. And there's a ton of information on there.
So the letter U-C-A-N.
Yep, you can. That's why we came up with the name. We kind of came up with you can and then found the words to go with it. So
that's good. That's a good way to, glad it worked out. Morgan, so your Cinco de Mayo party put on by your leadership group. I already said where it is on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. There's 113 Main is right there, and the POAC office and Music Conservatory, that block. What's going to happen at the block party?
Yeah, so first of all, I kind of wanted to, you know, just thank you so much, Kelly, for giving us some more information, because that's really the purpose of this whole thing, is really to benefit UCAN and all of their amazing things that they're doing here. I mean, there's a really big need for services like this for folks with disabilities in the area, and it's a really creative way to serve that community. And so thank you so much, and we're so excited to benefit UCAN. But the event itself is going to be a family-friendly, so we want to make that very clear, family-friendly event with tons of fun activities. We're going to have the Waldorf School. Kinixu Land Trust is going to have some activities, as well as some other – Talus Rock is going to have some face painting. And then there's going to be lots of food vendors and beer as well, and margaritas. And
beer, food, and margaritas on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you can also, you know, buy tickets and win some prizes. So it's definitely going to be a lot of fun for people of all ages.
Don, fill us in on some of the prizes.
The prizes. Well, I want to go back to Kelly first.
Yeah,
because I think that everybody needs to know she's not going to pat her own back, but I think she's serving a pretty significant population of people that have special needs, and she's changing lives. What is it, 25% of those with disability in the county that you serve? Or what do you have a percentage that?
Well, that's a percentage of people inside. That's a rough estimate with kids and stuff. But yeah, well, 15% of the school district has special needs.
She's really going for it. She's filling this huge hole in our community that doesn't get served by the government.
We have about 85 people a week that come in.
That's great.
That's pretty cool.
So that's what goes on in that building. Then.
Yeah,
no one knows what goes on. And okay, skip the prizes.
As far as, okay.
Let's go right to food trucks. How's that?
No, let's go to the party, because I want everybody with kids to know that I'm pretty sure that the kids go free, right? They can do all this stuff for free. There's face painting. My sister's going to face paint. She's awesome. And then I want everybody to know that this is just a labor of love, and our community event tomorrow is the culmination of it, and it goes from the bottom to the top. Like, our volunteers, the 14 of us, have worked really hard, and we just really like what we're doing. And then the top is the recipient, is Kelly. So the whole thing works because of our sponsors, and the sponsors – if we didn't have them, I don't think we'd have a community, because these are the same people that show up for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't name them. There's so many of them that there wouldn't be time to name them all, but thank you so much.
Thank you. Seriously, the sponsors have been huge for this event. It wouldn't have happened without them, including being in front of 113 Main. So.
Yeah. And I say this all the time on the show, but this is – the way nonprofits are supported by sponsors, and we all know who they are, the same suspects, it's not like this everywhere, where they just keep saying yes and giving and giving and giving and making organizations like you successful, or even the chamber and et cetera, et cetera. So that is huge. I started saying let's skip the prizes and go right to the food, because that's an area I'm obviously interested in. What food trucks do you have? What kind of food is there?
What's the biggest prize? Just really quick. I think one big prize.
Well, I think a season pass to Schweitzer is a pretty
That's a pretty big prize,
There's some other ones that are pretty big.
There's some really neat stuff.
There's a lot of stuff. We went over them yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay, go ahead. take it over.
Well, I mean, you, so the vendors, which
ones? Vendors. Yep. I'm in charge of vendors.
Oh, well,
we got the Blue Room. They're making some, I'm going to wait and let you guys decide. it's pretty special. They want it to be a secret. So the other food truck is a new, vendor called, Local Yokel. They're at, Farman Park. Food court?
The Oak Street food court.
Oak Street. And the third one is Opa.
Oh,
Opa.
Yeah.
Opa. Can't forget them.
And then we also have our wine, Barrel 33.
Okay.
Who are the beers?
We also have Matchwood, and they're bringing their new little truck, little mini truck with some beer on tap. And then we have McDuff's as well.
Good call.
Yeah, and then we have margaritas.
Yeah, margaritas.
Yeah,
probably get some virgin margaritas too.
Yeah, and we have lots of non-alcoholic beverages there too.
UCAN is doing free s'mores too.
Oh, free s'mores!
I mean, yeah,
yeah. So
it's going to be little fires, and we can't put tents over the fires because it will burn the tents.
And the chief of police is. Of the fire department's in our leadership class, so he's keeping us accountable.
Well, everybody will be safe,
yeah,
and they'll be dry because there will be tents because it seems like every Cinco de Mayo it rains.
Yeah, and we got tons of tents, and we even have some umbrellas.
Yeah, so it's a family-friendly event. It is tomorrow from 4 until 8 downtown Sandpoint on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue. Do not want to miss this. Again, family-friendly, food, beer, wine, vendors, music. What do we have for music?
Katie Lang.
Oh, my goodness.
Katie Lang? Katie.
I think we just opened her mouth.
We have Katie.
Yeah. Oh. Rains.
Rains.
Yes, we just got
Katie Rains from K102 and KPND.
Yeah, we've heard amazing
past lives. Sand Creek Sound is the name of her business.
Okay, yeah, so that was a last-minute change, but we're really excited about it because we've heard only good things about
her. She's very, very, very versatile. Anyway, it's happening tomorrow. It's a fundraiser for the Leadership Sandpoint, a division of this greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce to benefit UCAN. So it's all a win-win-win, and rain or shine, get out there and have a great time. You guys, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for all you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
See you there.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, it's our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Senior Center. Brenda Curtis is with us once again. We'll find out what's happening there in the month of May. And then in our third segment, a little later on, Lauren Sanders will be with us from the Panada Theater. So stick around.
Invest in family. Invest in fun. Yes, R&R RV Center has an RV for you. All-wheel drive camper vans, rugged travel trailers, stylish toy haulers, and of course, Montana, the number one selling fifth wheel. Unlike other stores, every RV at R&R RV is prepped and ready for immediate delivery. Find your happy places in wide open spaces. Visit R&R RV in Liberty Lake, North Spokane, and Lewiston, or online at rnrrv.com. R&R RV Center is your Van World Superstore. Solus, Travato, Echo, Revel, and more. Choose from front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or 4x4. And bring your trade. R&R RV wants your boat, your Harley, your old RV. Van World at R&R RV Center in Liberty Lake and North Spokane. Or shop now at rnrrv.com. Eastern Washington's largest RV dealer.
From R&R RV, your RV Superstore.
Rollin', 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 keep those rollers rollin'. Come in now for paint and supplies. The paint bucket's up and runnin'. Our new look is stunnin', with prices that will please and surprise.
The Paint Bucket, your hometown paint store, has friendly, knowledgeable advice to help you out with all your painting projects, inside and out. Stop in today on Pine Street in Sandpoint.
You've heard them announce it on the news, high wind warnings. For most people, that just means hide the patio furniture. But if you own private timberland, a high wind warning could wind up costing you thousands of dollars in downed timber and cleanups. Idaho Forest Group can help you prepare for wind damage to your forest land and maintain its value. We'll send one of our foresters to do a no-cost survey of your forest and come up with a strategy to minimize the damage winds can do. The strategy can also help reduce the risk of damages from fires, insects, or disease as well. And if selective thinning is recommended, you might decide to sell merchantable trees. Idaho Forest Group is a rock-solid company with years of experience in the region. We know exactly what to do, and we'll be here to help maintain your healthy forests in the future. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland and stand to lose money in the next windstorm, contact us to schedule a forester visit at ifg.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to see what's new at Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade, open weekdays, and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, our second segment here on the 4th de Mayo. Tomorrow's the Cinco de Mayo, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, by the way. I failed to say that in the last segment. And it's our monthly visit with Brenda Curtis and the Sandpoint Senior Center. Brenda, how are you?
Doing good. We're doing great over
there. It seemed like you have a lot going on today. You came in here like,
Yeah. All the snowbirds flew back in. So, yeah. And a lot of those snowbirds are seniors. So we're getting busier. Lunches are getting better.
Good.
Every day we're trying to experiment new recipes. And
You brought some lunch with you today. What was today's lunch?
Today we have meatloaf with mushroom gravy and a winter blend, which is a broccoli and cauliflower blend. Delicious. And we also made homemade macadamia nut cookies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I could use one of those.
I should have brought you one, Bob.
So a lot going on at the Senior Center, as Brenda has mentioned. If you would like to get more information and you like to do things online, SandpointAreaSeniors.org is the place to go, SandpointAreaSeniors.org. And I know you have a lot of activities. What special things are happening in the month of May? I know coming up soon in June, you have your annual Father's Day barbecue,
yes,
which is a
great
way to support the center and get some great food and hang out with friends.
Yep, and that's the Injectors Car Club. They're doing that Father's Day barbecue there on June 17th. So mark your calendars for that. They're out there passing out flyers. I'm not sure cost and all that because it's their thing, but they're doing it right there at the Senior Center. Upcoming activities this month of May is we're doing free health screening on May 18th, and we want everybody to be healthy, looking for a healthy year coming up. So come on down, get your free health screening. We also want to plug our fit and fall.
And the free health screening, you should make an appointment between 9 and 4. And also, while you're there, you can get a haircut by appointment. And stick around for the Fit and Fall Proof at 3 o'clock.
Yes. That's it. We want them
out
there.
That's a busy day.
It is. And that's on Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay.
So, and it really helps the seniors to keep their balance, keep from falling down. That's why it's called Fit and Fall Proof.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of it is exercise. That's what it is, Bob.
Yes, it is. But it's a fun way to do it and do it with people just like you. And,
right.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
Well, we also wanted to mention that we do have a banquet room. It is a small event center.
Okay.
So if you have a reception, even maybe we did a funeral service a couple weeks ago, and we could do small, you know, showers, wedding receptions, parties. You know, just wanted to throw that out there because that banquet room is open to rent. I think it seats under 100. It's a small banquet room. But you can call Ari at the front desk for information on that. And, that's basically it. And don't forget, we got games all month long, all kinds of games. Bridge, Pinochle.
It says here you need more Pinochle players.
Yes, we do.
So Bridge is at 12:30 on Tuesdays. As we mentioned, Bunko 12:30 on Mondays, Fit and Fall Proof on Mondays and Thursdays. And On the 22nd is Kauai Fall Prevention Workshop and Free Screening. I assume that's the Kauai Physical Therapy?
It is. Okay. It is. And, yeah, just call for more information. That's on the 22nd at 2:30. Just come and take advantage of that.
And, again, the Meals on Wheels program, do you have enough drivers now? We've been mentioning that for several months.
Funny you should ask, Bob. We're screaming for volunteers. Anybody like to volunteer for the senior center? I'll tell you what, we treat our volunteers like they're making $50 an hour.
But you're not.
Right.
So if somebody's hearing this today, they're thinking, well, I could deliver Meals on Wheels. That's a great cause. I remember my good buddy Jake Plummer, former Denver Bronco quarterback, would volunteer to deliver Meals on Wheels, which was great. What does it entail for a driver? How much time and all
it's,
of that?
It's probably about less than 2 hours a day, and it's a labor of love. It's really organized. It's all you do is get out there and deliver it.
Yeah.
And get it to the people who can't get to town,
they seriously need that.
Seriously. Yeah. Yes.
And again, remind people for lunches that they can attend in person. Maybe it's a kind of a social event for them.
Yeah, they sure can.
And that is Mondays through Thursdays?
Yes, sir. At 11:30, we serve lunch every Monday through Thursday. It's a $5 donation. It's a suggested donation. Okay. You don't have to pay the money, but come on down and have some lunch with us. Over 60, but under 60, we do want to tell them it's a $8 charge.
Still worth it.
And it
is. Do you need to let you know when you're coming?
We would prefer that.
So you know how much
that's right.
Meatloaf or what have
exactly.
you.
Exactly. But we're not going to turn you away.
Okay.
That's
great to know. You can give them a call at 208-263-6860, 263-6860. And, again, that website is sandpointareaseniors.org. And it's actually a really nice website. It's got the monthly calendar, a daily, that you could print out and put on your refrigerator or something to see what's happening at the center every day. And, you have your old-time fiddler jam on the 27th at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Heard nothing but great things about that. And there's also the menu for the lunches printed right there. And are you doing Friday breakfast?
That's right, breakfast on Friday. So if you can come down about 8:30 in the morning, we serve breakfast, and it is delicious.
What is your typical breakfast menu?
Well, we do sausage and biscuits. We do French toast. We do frittatas. It's the best breakfast ever, and it's filling, filling.
And what time is the Friday morning breakfast?
8:30.
All right. So be sure and check that out. And once again, check out their website, and you can get signed up to get the newsletter or just read it on their website. Either way will work. Brenda, I know you're super busy. We'll let you get back to the center, but we really appreciate our monthly visit.
No. Thank you, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, another monthly visit. Lawrence Sanders, of course, from the Historic Panada Theater in downtown Sandpoint is with us. I believe she has Keely Gray with her. Keely has yet another play about to begin at the Panada Theater coming up a little later this month. We'll learn all about it and more after this.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Get ready for the 2023 NFL season. The schedule is released. Schedule Release 23, presented by Verizon on NFL Network. Every key matchup, every rivalry, every primetime showdown, every game revealed with expert analysis and breakdowns for all 32 teams. Plus, regular season tickets are on sale. NFL Schedule Release, coming soon, live on NFL Network. Exclusive content only on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com, 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here in North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined as we hope to be once a month with Lauren Sanders from the Panada Theater. Always
Hello.
A pleasure to have you here. I can't wait to hear about what's happening at the historic Panada Theater. And Keely Gray, her first time on this program. No, she's with the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce and has her own show once a month with Kate McAllister. And is on this day also quite often. And you, I know that Lauren, and I mm-hmm. invited her on the show again this month, and I said, yeah, let's plug all of the events. She goes, I really want to plug this upcoming play. So tell us about Into the Woods.
Well, I'll just give a huge shout out to Lauren for inviting me on today. I really appreciate her sharing this time in the spotlight.
I appreciate you and all you're doing.
Oh,
so
my
thank
goodness.
You.
It's a mutual love. It's a mutual love of theater with LPO and the Panada. Every production we've done has been with you guys, and we're just really stoked to be able to continue that. And so Into the Woods is coming up next weekend. I can't even believe it. It feels like it's been a long time coming since we had auditions in December.
Wow.
I know. And now we're in tech week and enjoying every minute of it.
all the tech issues.
All the tech issues. But luckily, we've got a great staff at the Panada that's helping us out with all of those, which has been fun. But for those of you who aren't familiar with Into the Woods, mm-hmm. It is a really highly sought after musical by Stephen Sondheim, music by James Lapine, and it's won umpteen million Tony Awards and has been on Broadway since the 1970s. And the premise of it is essentially a fairy tale where you bring all of your favorite fairy tales together and you see them go through this journey with a narrator as to trying to achieve their happily ever after. And then the second act is what happens after Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an all-star amazing Sandpoint cast of folks you'll remember from Young Frankenstein and Importance of Being Earnest and Misery and all those wonderful plays that we've had. So you'll see lots of local Sandpoint celebs singing some rather complicated but absolutely stunning music and a wonderfully comedic and dramatic story all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All of that without notes. You just had it down.
You know, I guess the gift of gab is strong with this one. It is May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
So, Keely, are you directing this one again?
I am. We originally had a different director slotted, but their life took them in a different direction. So, being the head of the ship, I decided to jump on board as director, and I'm also in the musical mm-hmm. as Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a lot. How do you do both?
Great question.
Yeah.
Do you ever correct yourself going, yeah. no, stand over here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm very thankful because with my history in theater in the region, I actually have several friends in the Coeur d'Alene and Spokane area. And my dear friend, who's practically family, his name is Scott Dowdy. He founded the Spokane Playwrights Laboratory in Spokane. He's actually stepping in as my assistant director and has come in to help me direct most of Cinderella's scenes.
Another set of eyes.
Exactly. And he's going to be at our tech rehearsals next week so that he can be that eye, that fine-tuning eye for me. So I'm very thankful for him.
So the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater presents Into the Woods. It is May 12th, 13th, and again the 19th and 20th. So we have you scheduled to be back on the show in between those 2 weekends. Ew. So you can tell us how the first one went.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And all of that. So four great shows coming up. And are tickets available now?
Tickets are available now at lporep.com, LPOREP.com, and they are $25 general admission.
And can you also get them at panada.org?
Panada has connected us to their website, so you can click a fabulous little link and get led right to the right spot.
There you go. And Lauren, there's lots of other things going on in the month of May. The Jim Messina show I just looked up is sold out.
I know. That one's Whoop. Big one.
Yeah. Well, you have some really big ones.
Yeah. And then we have Caitlin Shook on May 26th in the Little Theater with Larson. Two other
Tim Gardens and Josh Hedlund.
Yeah. So it's going to be kind of just their way of like almost like it's called Songs in the Round. So I guess it's they're each going to be singing, but it also feels like they're going to be kind of playing off of each other too.
Yeah, that's
so you'll
what
really,
I envision.
Yeah, you'll really will see their artistic talents shifting and how they work together. So I'm really excited for that show.
It's fun fact. This is Caitlin. I have a hard time calling her Caitlin still. I've known her since she was little as Katie. But this is her first solo show. And, of course, her twin sister, identical twin sister, Lori, has done several solo shows since Caitlin married and settled down here in Sandpoint. And her sister moved back to Portland. But they still played it. They're on the road together right now. But it's really interesting that Lori's done solo shows. But I didn't know until talking to her yesterday that Caitlin, this is her first time. So you'll see history made on it's the Little Panada Theater.
Yeah, right? It's going to be in the back. So it's only 65 seats, and we've already sold 30 seats so far. So they're not going to, I doubt there'll be any at the door.
I guarantee a sellout. That is May the 26th, also with Larson Gardens and Josh Hedlund at the Little Panada Theater. You can go to panada.org and get those last 30 tickets.
And then the thing about Jim Messina going back to the Sunday show on May 21st, we are actually going to have the Little Theater open as a bar before the show. So, because we all know about the overflow going on in the main theater with how tight it can be in there sometimes. So what we've done is we're going to open up around 5:30, the Little Theater as a place to just go get some drinks and catch up for a bit. And then we'll close that bar around like half hour before the show starts to get everyone in the main theater.
Nice.
So that'd be cool. The main theater will also be open, but it's just a different thing. And anyone's welcome to that. It's just open to the community. So that'd be kind of fun. It's like our first time kind of doing something like that. So,
Why not do the bar yourselves as opposed to having people go?
Why not?
Somewhere else.
Yeah. Why not?
There you go.
I do see what I'm saying.
So besides the Caitlin
ship.
I don't get it.
Okay.
So besides the Caitlin Shook, Josh Hedlund show, the Jim Messina show, which will sell out, the Jim Messina show, which is sold out, and Into the Woods, which should probably come close, I hope, to selling out.
Bob, you're supposed to say it's going to sell out.
It will.
It will, but there's four shows.
I know, but if you say it will sell out, it will sell out.
Yeah.
A ticket report. It's almost sold out, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't believe him. Buy tickets. Buy all the tickets.
Is it because of Lost in the 50s and such that those are the three main events that are happening at the Panada this month?
Well, it's just when we have a theater crew come in, like repertory theater, they're in the theater for like 2.5 weeks. So the theater's theirs to prep for and rehearse for their show. So we just give that space to them, and then
we're rather high maintenance.
No, you need the
actors,
prep.
Actors high maintenance.
Yeah.
What?
No. So that's why. And then our June, we really pick up. Like we have the Allegro Dance Studio coming in first weekend in June. And then we have Paul Vierzy, who is a comedian who has a Netflix special, and he's on Comedy Central, and he has a podcast called The Vierzy Effect. So long story short, he actually, his agent reached out to us, and he was like, he threw his whole, I'm not going to say that. Basically, he's coming here doing this because he wants to be here.
Nice.
He wants to do this show. He made a lot of concessions and because he wants to perform here. He likes the community. So he's on June 8th and those tickets are still available. We got to show up for that guy. And he's really funny. Like he does a lot of family jokes, but he also talks he has this one skit where he talks about wanting to kill his wife because he's someone that when they see something, he's like, well, why, how would I murder somebody? You know, he thinks about that kind of stuff. And so his wife's like, babe, what's wrong? He's like, let me just tell you, it isn't good for you. You know, but he's just so funny. And I'm excited for that guy to get here. So June's a really big month. And our schedule isn't even updated on our website yet because I'm still waiting for graphics.
I'm looking at it. But it's so cool that our comedian Paul Verzi wants to come to San Francisco.
Yes.
The same with Graham Nash. I mean, Graham Nash can go anywhere he wants.
Well, and I believe we got Michael Franti back at the festival,
too. I know. I'm so stoked. I'm going to that one. Are you?
Oh, yeah.
And when we mentioned to Michael Franti that we have a kids show, and he said, I could do a kids show.
Right?
I was like,
yeah.
What?
I've been to most of the ones because he's been here several times.
Yeah.
Every time he talks about how much he loves this place.
He told us after his first time here he would come back every year if it worked out.
Wow.
And it's worked out three more times. And he started his yoga on his first night here was a Saturday night. He had Saturday morning yoga at Memorial Field.
So cool.
And then it became a thing. Now he does that everywhere he goes. But it started here in Sandpoint. So...
We're such a cool community.
We are. Fingers crossed for good weather when he's here.
Yeah, that's pretty. So, yeah, Graham Nash chose to come to Sandpoint's Panada Theater, as did Jim Messina. You have Jeff Tweedy coming up in late July.
Yeah, July 26th. Jeff Tweedy will be here. That's going to be – it's a solo show, so it's just him up there doing his acoustic version and – It's going to be pretty cool.
The front man for Wilco for all these years. So that will sell out too. I know it's a recurring theme in this show today, but I absolutely guarantee it. And there's just a handful of tickets left for that. Keely, again, when is the date of your play?
Our Into the Woods goes up May 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th at the Historic Panada Theater. And tickets are at lporep.com.
lporep.com. And again, the tickets are... almost sold out for the Caitlin Shook Larson Gardens and Josh Hedlund Songs in the Round in the Panada Little Theater on May 26th. They're also just $25, which I can't believe, but that's going to be another great night. Mm-hmm. Keely, thanks for all you do. We will have you on Chamber Chatter next Wednesday right here in this very studio. Lauren, I know you're super busy, but you're also doing a super great job at the Panada Theater. Any hints as to what
Bob
be coming up this summer?
Well, we have a fun interactive band coming called the Chautauqua Band. I think they've been here before and they it's like a live action marching band that comes through. So that's going to be really fun. And then this summer we are starting our summer film series. So it's going to be family, but also nostalgic films coming, but we're not going to say what they are. We're going to drop little Easter eggs to kind of surprise people. And then when the show starts and you hear the music, you're like, oh yeah, I knew that's what it is. Nice. So that starts in June, the second Wednesday in June. So that's going to be really fun.
I love it when you do that because, you know, a lot of these older movies, you know, you've seen them on TV, but when you see it on the big screen, it is just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Lauren Keely, thanks for joining me here on North Idaho Thursday, and we'll have you both on again real soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
That's going to be it for today. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.